Okay, today's daf is Sukkah daf Mem Tes, and we will discuss the Shita of the Chacham Tzvi. The Shita of the Chacham Tzvi of what happens to taste or food after Yud Beis Chodesh, after a year. So where does this come up? So just to note what we're going to come back to, but let's just do the Machlokas. The Gemara here is talking about the Nisach HaMayim. That's how we got into this, Nisach HaMayim, the special water libations that were done on Sukkot, along with the Nisach HaYayin that were done every single day. And the Gemara tells us that there's a machlokas tanoim. Where did the wine go to of the nisach hayayin every day? Tanya Amar Blazer Bar Tzadok says the Gemara here in Meftesim and Aleph. Lul katan haya bein the kevesh lamizbeach. There was a little ramp, a little hole between the ramp and the mizbeach. But ma'arovo shel kevesh in the western side of the kevesh. Va'achas l'shivim shana. And once every 70 years, perchei kuna yordim l'sham. Once every 70 years, young kohanim would go down there and clean it out. U'malakti misham yayim karush. We'll take congealed wine out from it. Shadomeli gulei tvela, that were like little patties of dates. Ubon v'sorfen also b'kedusha, and they would burn a b'kedusha. It still had kedusha. Shneamar b'kodesh aseich nesa shechar l'Hashem, and we learn from there. Kishem sheni sucha b'kedusha, kach shreifasa b'kedusha. Just like when it was poured, it had kedusha. So too, it has to be burned b'kedusha. That is the brisa that says Rav Ozman Yaakov says that they went down and it was there, meaning it didn't go all the way down to the belly of the earth and disappear. It was there, and that's what the Gemara continues and says when it says in the Mishnah in Me'ilah that Nesachim Bitchila Malin Bahen Yardu L'Shisin Ein Balin Bahen, that there's originally Me'ilah, the Isra of Me'ilah, benefiting illegally from the Beis HaMikdash. Originally that applies to wine, but then at the end, once it goes to the Shisin, it doesn't apply to wine. The Gemara Tudeis is that only needed for Rav Elazar Bar Tzadok, because according to Rabbanan, it doesn't exist anymore. It goes all the way down. So obviously Rav Elazar Bar Tzadok is the one that has to tell me that halacha. Or do we say, no, even the Rabbanan would need to know just in case you caught it before it went down. Or maybe the opposite of the Gemara says, maybe we only need this for the Rabbanan, because Rav Elazar Bar Tzadok, why is it no longer subject to Me'ilah? It's still there. And the Gemara says, no, maybe even according to Rav Elazar Bar Tzadok, it would not be subject to Me'ilah anymore, because Ein Lecha Davar Shenaseh Mitzvah So Ma'alan Bo, once the mitzvah is done, there is no more Me'ilah done to it. So that's background. So now let's get to the Chacham Tzvi, and then Be'ez Hashem will come back to a little bit later how this Gemara relates. The Chacham Tzvi, Ratzvi Ashkenazi, the father of Rabbi Yaakov Emden, writes in Simen Ayin Hey and in Pei Aleph in his Tshuvas the following Chiddush Gadol, the following Kula. Maisa, B'kederes Barzel, Shebishlu B'chametz. There was a case, there was a pot, a metal pot, that you cook chametz in, Shnatayim Yamim Kodem Pesach. For 2 years ago, chametz was cooked in this pot, and then it was clean, Vaisa Nekiyah, V'achar Ofer, Shnei Shanim, Bishlu B'chametz Pesach. And after 2 years, they used it on Pesach. They used a chametz sticker pot on Pesach, but the chametz sticker pot hasn't been used in 2 years. Again, if it was used last Pesach, then it wasn't even a year. Because let's see, it was used. I'm sorry, if it was used for chametz, it has to be a. Well, this chiddush that he's going to say is about a full year. You know, you have to make sure it's a full year. But anyway, here it was 2 years. So yesh min atalmidim shebikshu lesser mizbashel bePesach. There were those that wanted to aser, to forbid what was cooked in on Pesach, because there is a chametz taste in the pot. Mitam dekay malan nosin tam lufgam bePesach aser, because we hold the nosin tam lufgam, even though it is only aser derabana, but it's still aser on Pesach, right? And that is what we hold. That's what the Shulchan Aruch says in Taf Mem Zayin. Taf Mem Zayin is one of the siyumanim about kashrus in Hilchas Pesach. In Taf Mem Zayin, Sif Yud, the Shulchan Aruch says, the Rama says, no sin tam lefgam, mutter gam Pesach. The Shulchan Aruch says, no sin tam lefgam is mutter on Pesach. Why? The Nehi, says the Mishnah Berurah, Techmiru chachamim lesser chametz Pesach v'mashu, even though chametz Pesach is aser on Pesach, hainu mishun da'af agav d'mashu hu, pekom makom yishi miser olav. Abakshat tam pagum, Paka isuro legamre, ve'enu yachol lesser atarov esafilo bachila, and it can't answer. That is the Shulchan Aruch. But the Rama says ve'yesh machmirin ve'chei noagin evdinos elu. Welcome, sheish minag lahachmir afilu mashu v'nozam avgam aser. We're machmir. Explains the Mishnah Berurah v'tamam hu the ha'ein lecha bittel tam yosemi mashu be'elef v'afilu hachi aser chachamim pe'pesach. So you see, there's no bittel. V'udinati nami nozam avgam pe'pesach aser ba'achila ubehana'a. The cause of a poskim nifsa legamre achi ka'afra ba'alma ein bo'isr klal. But he quotes, if it totally is nifsad, where it is not food anymore at all, it is like afar ba'alma, so then it would be mutter. So again, we're laying the groundwork for in a couple of minutes. V'yefshad da'afshad nifsad lachar zman isuro, still, the aser bana mikol makom and yochol aser tarot lemikra hana the mafsid hamach. Okay, v'cheino again. That is the what the Chacham Tzvi alludes to. So the Chacham Tzvi, back to the Chacham Tzvi. Even though we pass in those damlach gam is aser on Pesach, but I said to these talmidim who wanted to aser, amarti lem toim atem, you're making a mistake. Da im kedivrechem. Afin bishlu begedera achas ze elef shanim chametz v'achar kach bishlu baba pesach yasur atavshel. You're going to tell me if you cook something 1,000 years ago? I mean, is there any limit? 2 years is a long time. V'ze davar she'ein adas sovalto. And says the Chacham Tzvi, it doesn't make sense. The logic does not cannot fathom that there won't be a maximum time limit. Elavadi yishilu davar. There must be a shear. There must be a maximum when the taste is totally not there anymore. Umatzinu shakasfu zal. For example, where do we see such an idea? We find it in the Mishnayos in Pesachim, where it talks about the dough that gets stuck in a crack in a pot. Chavis yayin. The Mordechai quotes Chavis yayin, and he quotes the Mordechai. Chavis yayin shadavku b'nesareh b'batzeg. There's a barrel of wine that its boards were stuck together with some flour. Shnei chadashim called the Pesach 2 months before Pesach. Kfar nisyabesh habatzeg. It's totally dried out. Ve'eino nosi tam. It doesn't give off tam anymore. It's not chametz, even though it was flour. V'yaftekayim long chavish kimavushal. Hayayin omed shiva yamin b'chavis. And even though if something is in a liquid is in a bottle, it goes just sitting there for 7 days. The taste goes in. Im kolze ein koch bebatik litin tam laosro. The flour cannot aser why v'im kach hu bechametz ba'en. If that's by actual chametz kol shekein bebalua bekedera, surely balua and kedera is going to have a limit. V'im kolze lo maani libi lahatir b'shnei chadashim. I'm not going to go as far as the Mordechai that after 2 months. Daf the kaimelon kavish kemevushal inika bevushal mamish. I don't think it's like mevushal mamish, but I'll tell you what says the Chacham Tzvi. Aval hamia yeshli rayas bruos de laachar yud beis chodesh mutter. After a year, then it's mutter. V'yafilu ve'efshar de'afilu lachadchilu mutter levashal bohen lachash nemas chodesh. Maybe after a year, it's lachadchilu mutter to use chametz tikpats on Pesach. Ki ahi the kaimelon, like what it says in the Mishnah in Pesachim and Daf Chaf Aleph, that chametz shechercho kodem zman or mutter lachar zman, a chametz that was totally burned before the zman, it's mutter lachar zman. V'kasvu tafilu b'achila mutter taviki afrika. That's totally, if it's totally burned and singed, so then it's just like a piece of ash, of dirt. V'af ha'osrim b'achila eino ela kivan shemiskavin lech alaser. And even those who say you can't eat it, it's because if you have kavanah to eat it, then shari achshave, you're being machshavit as food. V'od davka b'charcho v'lo sarfa legamre. Avo b'sarfa legamre, if it's totally burned up, achino roy lekelev. Lukuliyama mutter, everybody would agree that it would be mutter, and therefore you see that there is if something turns into ashes and dirt, it's nothing. And he says that he quotes from Yayin Esach, V'chein chartzanim bezagim v'durdaya, the Yayin Esach, l'bas yud beis chodesh, shari, the Gemara says beferish about that one, in Mesech HaZavod Azara, that these types of Yayin Esach blias are mutter after yud beis chodesh. It says the Chacham Tzvi, after Yud Beis Chodesh, there's no more taste, and therefore, chametz, treif, anything, you'd be able to use these kelim. And then he says again, I don't know if I would say it l'chadchila, but b'makom tzorech, one could rely. V'yavdil l'chadchila lo ma'ani libi lahatir, l'vashol chametz b'kedera, sharvel of Yud Beis Chodesh. I'm not going to tell him l'chadchila, you can use a chametz tikpat after a year. Aval b'di'eved, mimeni yosah horah halacha l'maisa. Lahatir, but after b'di'evet, if they already cooked in the pot, I matered it. Lahatir, hatav shel shenes vashel baba pesach, af l'didon. Dasvida nosi tam lefgam, mishun da'achar yud beis chodesh, leka tam klal, v'anir alini as daiti kasafti. That's what he writes in Simen Ayin Hey. And also, if you look later on, it's been pe'alef. It's also alluded to there, but that is the sheet. The Chaye Adam quotes this in Hilchas Pesach, not in the Chachmas Adam in Yoredeya, but the Chayadam quotes this in Hilchas Pesach without noting that it is controversial. He just quotes in Kuf Chaf Aleph, Klal Kuf Chaf Aleph, Ot Yudalid, Mikamakam Adavar Shukafer Ba'alma Afil Ba'Pesach Mutter. The Bishlam on Rosidam Lefgam Al Kopanim Yish Tam El Shu Pogum. Rosidam Lefgam, the Tam is still there. It's just a bad taste. Mashenkin Kante In Kantam Klal. There's no taste at all. Umitam Zeh Matar Chacham Tzvi B'Tshuva Simen Ayin Hey B'Sakin Shavar Lovi Beis Chodesh Da Afilu Chatak Tvarim Charifim. Ain't no oser, right? Even a knife that's more than 12 months old, you know, you could even, that's used to cut davar charef, still, it's not going to aser, because there's no blia, it disappears after 12 months. The Shavuos Yaakov, or Yaakov Reisher, also, similar time period, Chelek Aleph, Simen Chaf Aleph, quotes this misvara, but says we don't find it in Chazal. He says it makes sense that there should be a limit, but since we don't find it in Chazal, we can't make such chilukim. And though Chazal said it about Yayin Nesech, which is what the Chacham Tzvi quoted, that's not a raya. You could be more machmir or more mekel. That's the Shvus Yaakov here in Simen Chaf Aleph. He says, again, Misvara, Benidon HaShoel, Shalonish Tamish Bozvan Harbe, Efshar Mikri Nifsa Legamre. It's possible, that's what it's called. The Havi Kaafra, Umutal Kuliyama, Aval Hadayan Savatsorachian, Vehekra, Miyamar, the Akhar, Zman Zmanim Harbe, Mikri Poglum, and Isalagami. Who says? Farotala Hotzi Michal Isser, a love haraya. Right, whoever wants to be Motzi from Isser, he has to bring a raya. Valochilko Chachamim ben Kli Lakli, She'eno ben Yomo. Vegami Mephis Umishar, Zekama Yisha Akli, Sheikra Nipsalagami. What the limit do you have? So you want to say, oh, 12 months, that's what the Chacham Tzvi said, but I think you could go L'chumra or L'kula, right? You could say, on the one hand, maybe Yayin Nesach is more Machmir, right? You have to wait a year. Maybe others are even earlier, right? Others, Shari Surim. But maybe the opposite. Maybe wine easily goes out. Masha'enkin, other Isurim. Shenivla betocha klima masha shalisar, the bishul. It's not just cold wine in the barrel. Here, you cooked with it. Ukai gabra la'olam Isurakayam. The law be ka'afra. So, but either way, he says, misvara, it makes sense to have some type of limit, but I'm nervous to say any type of limit. So he says the svara, but he doesn't follow through like the Chacham Tzvi and the Chayyadim. So again, most argue on this. There's no evidence of a limit in Chazal besides 24 hours. 24 hours does change something, right? That's the last daf in Maseches Avodah Zarah, the last Amud Aleph, right? There's Ayin Vav. Ayin Vav is the last daf in Avodah Zarah, so on the top of daf Ayin Vav and Aleph, really the last line in Ayin Hamei Beis. Amar Rechia Bered Rav Huna Lo Asra Torah Ela Kedera Bas Yoma Delav No Sin Tam Lefgamu Mikan Veilach Lishderi Gzera Kedera Sheina Bas Yoma Mishum Kedera Bas Yoma. We Asra Kedera that is not Bas Yoma Atu Bas Yoma. What is Ben Yoma mean? So Rashi says Bas Yoma Shabishaba Obikochavim Ayom, a pot that the guy cooked in today. Aval Bishiba Esmol, but if it's yesterday, for Hefig Bataim O Belinas Laila, you already had Alina's Laila, Vishuv Kishapoto, Batav Shalachar Enu Elufkam. And once the night passed, then it's not Zidam Lufkam. Sounds like from Rashi, it's a din of overnight. Overnight. That's how Tosfos understands Rashi. Mashbele Pirusha Delinas Laila Pogamis Velo Beinon Me'es La'es. You don't need 24 hours. You just need Linas Laila. That's what Rashi seems to say. That's how Tosfos understands Rashi. If you look in the tour, in Yaredeya in Simen Kuf Gimel, the tour quotes this halacha Kol Gedera Sheina Bas Yoma Chashiva Tama Lifgam Ve'ena Oseres Umikri Bas Yoma Kolzman. The Torah only quotes the Shita of 24 hours. Me'es la'es. If you look in the Beis Yosef here, he quotes these days, Tosfos Kasvu Bashma Midivei Rashi, Dolina's Laila Pogemes, Velobina Me'es la'es. So even if it's less than 24 hours, even less than, would you say L'chumra also, that if it's the afternoon, then, or if you could come up with a case, I guess you won't have a case, of needing 24 hours, that'll always be l'chumra. Below the base place, v'dafka she'amda kol alayla below bishul she'en yadua magorim lafika tam, says the Beis Yosef. Obviously, only if there was no cooking in between. But if there's cooking in between, that breaks the 24 hours. V'chei nirishu das haran, so to the ran, seems to hold that way that you need linas laila. But the rush, kasa v'shem rush bam, the she'ena bas yom ha'ayinu shashasa meis leis, v'arush herech lisa v'litin al-dibre benu tam, v'kasa besof, kol adokam al-alu tzvichom an-olom al-fiyah b'seinu, she'ena tzvichom meis leis, av'l-bon al-hashuk meis leis, continues, and he says the pashtus is, from most Rishonim, it is 24 hours, and that's what the Shulchan Aruch paskins as well. That's what we hold, right? Generally, Ben Yomo is within 24 hours. That is the psak of the Shulchan Aruch. Interesting, if you look in the Noda Yehuda, he again says Misvara. Some of these are Misvara, but we don't say a Lamaisa, just like the Shvus Yaakov said. The Chacham Tzvi makes sense, but not Lamaisa. The Noda Yehuda writes in Tinyana Yoredeya Simen Nun Aleph that if the whole Gzeira of Eno Ben Yomo is Atu Ben Yomo, it's a Gzeira Drabanan. So an Isser Drabanan, that's Balua, and Isser Drabanan Eno Ben Yomo should be like a Gzeira L'Gzeira, and it shouldn't be Aser. That's what he says in Simen Nun Aleph. He says, Aval im hayamakom lomar, im itchila lo nivla bekadera rak iser drabanan, yehe motulish tamishpa, achame leis, afilu lachadchila, beliagala, de ein kanein ligzer atu ben yomo. You can't be gozer atu ben yomo, Da'arei afilu biyoma inkan iser Torah. Even on yom is not iser Torah. V'hoya makom asi l'chazik svarazu. And I'll give you a svara, and he quotes the Yai Nesach sugya. El shirai zu yesh litchos. Avo be'emes hi ha'yishim b'kli ha'yayin u'mishim shachar yibayis chodesh kolach kolach luchis. Maybe wine is different, like the Shvus Yaakov said. But at the end of the day, he says, Avo ben yoma ha'pasha balua yeshnu kan hayom kom esmal. Elo shayom u'nosin amav gam. Amnam, avo b'yishen kan raya mikom akom yochol lios hadin din emes. Te be'isir d'rabanan lo gazru sheina ben yoma te ben yoma v'adover mistaver mitzad asvara. I think it makes sense mitzad ha'svara. Many achronim, take issue with this. The Chalkas Yaakov discusses it. You look in the back, the footnotes on the Noda Bihuda. They quote of the number of the Achrona. But either way, so step one, the Noda idea of Noda Bihuda, 24 hours is something that changes. But more than that, is there anything beyond 24 hours? Nothing in Chazal. That's the Chacham Svi. Known as the Shita of the Chacham Svi. Rabbi Kiva Eger, the Panim Eros, the Stechemek quotes Achronim, in Marachas Chamis Umatzah, they all argue. They said it should not be extended. Rabbi Kiva Eger and Siman Mem Gimel says not to extend it. So, can it ever be relied on? So generally, the Poskim do not rely on it if it's just that. Rav Moshe has it as a sniff. Rav Moshe has a case where there was a couple who became frum in 1966, in Kalim Yikarim Porcelain. Porcelain, fancy, expensive kelim. They haven't used them for a year. We usually assume porcelain is like a cheres, and it can't be kashered. So is there anything to do here? So Moshe says, I would say you could be magala three times. Be magala three times. Why? Right? If you hold the Chacham Svi, but I don't hold the Chacham Svi. He says, number one, there are those that say porcelain can be kashered, and therefore you're doing the Haggalah. Number two, says Ramosha, Vagambakli, Nipsa, Shika, Shita, Shinachona, Shalashita, Sachacham Svi, Shlahatar Achid Beis Chodesh. Vagambakli, number one, you have the Chacham Svi. Number two, Vagambakli, a porcelain, Ika Shita, Bechuvas Yavits, Beshem Aviv, Delo Bali Klam, Shim Deshia. Maybe porcelain is not Bolea at all. Maybe porcelain is like glass, and it's not Bolea. And number three, Vagambakela Melu, Barov Pamim, Rak Patashmish Klisheni. Plates mostly are not Klirishons. You put stuff there, even from a ladle or from a fork, maybe it'll be a Klishlishia, most a Klisheni. Vakopanam Rak Safik Shemishnam should be Irui, Ubadavar Gush, Haim Shinimsa Shika Otsafik. Vakhen Yishlismokia Gavna Bala Iter Sheviatur, Lahagil Gimel Pamim, Kimishu Hefsin Maruba. Vagam Tsark Takanas Ashavim, Yukshirim Lishnamish by Macharkach Lukovim Olavasar Lachalav. And Takanas Ashavim, you wanted to make it easier for them to do tshuva, and therefore it would be allowed. Mitzad kisi, the hakisi, the schuchis, okay, not the glaze that they have, that doesn't make it glass, that's a very thin layer. But you see, Ramosha has the Chacham Svi as a snif lahakel, along with the fact that it might not be usser, and along with you might be able to be magalit. So what does this all have to do with us? So Achronim note, relating to our sugya. Rabbi Elazar Bat Tzadok says that after 70 years, they could go clean out the wine. So after 70 years, it still has the status of wine, because it's still me'ila. It's still subject to me'ila, possibly. The Gemara has to tell you, yard l'shisin eim all in behem. The Gemara says, what do you mean? It should be, well, the Gemara says, no, nasis mitzvaso. But inherently, you should be subject to me'ila. So you see, proof against the Chacham Svi. But the Sholem Meshiv, Rav Yosef Shaul Natansin, in Madura Kama, Gimel Chavches, says no proof. He's not saying I hold like the Chacham Svi, but he's just saying no proof from our Gemara. First of all, new wine is constantly being poured down there. So the new wine constantly mixes with the old wine, so it's never just something that was never used. Al kalponim akrusha shel hayayin shel shana zu bimlo shivim shana ze lo nikra yayin karush v'imken nisarif hayayin v'avitzorach sreifa bekula da asur bana v'hektish havidavar sheish l'matirin v'gam kodesh b'mashu v'chulu, number one. And number two, one would say, even if it's not Roy Lamachal Adam, there could be different rules for Me'ila. It still exists. Maybe it's Roy Lamachal Behema, right? Even if for Machal Adam, you might say it's considered Saruf, and therefore it doesn't need kashering, but for Me'ila and for other standards of Halacha, one might say it would still exist. So this Gemara wouldn't be such a raya against the Chacham Svi. One could also say that it's Ba'en here. Right, it's Ba'en. The whole Chiddush L'Chacham Svi was only about taste. But this is Ba'en. And if it's Ba'en, the whole thing that he suggests doesn't get off the ground as well. So again, this is a couple of ideas relating to the Chacham Svi. Again, poskim try to be makel where they can. The Stechemet there in the Simarechas Chametz Umatzah in Chelek Zayin. Simon Zayin Oz Gimel. He starts off with talking about the Chacham Svi and whether you can bring the Yayin Nesach is a proper parallel or not. Is there any other evidence for Yud Beis Chodesh being any different? So yes, four or five pages there that discuss it. And again, poskim generally do not rely on it by itself, but they would rely on it with a sniff, as a sniff, Lahakel.